Yes, Vember at the Star Sydney. With so much happening, how could you say no?
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MJ.
And for the very last time.
That's not so. It's a celebration. Let's celebrate.
Absolutely.
4 unbelievable years with you, my friend. Mm. Close on 750 shows, but most importantly, thank you to you, the listener, who have been by our sides for the journey. You quickly cotton on to the fact that we love having fun here. We celebrate the game that's made us who we are. And thanks to all the team behind us, Tony Soprano, Charlie, our producer, Kate in socials, and everyone else who's helped us, Bron in promotions, Kenny. We can't thank you enough, Rex, our boss. And it's been a joy and honour to be working alongside you for 4 years,
Absolutely.
Brother.
Absolutely. We've got a host of people to thank throughout the show today. We've got some special guests who'll be dropping by with some messages of thanks and congratulations to us as well. Producer Charlie's going to join us for one final game of Blankety Blanks as well. And MG, as you say, we've had a lot of fun over the last 4 years, and this is not goodbye.
No.
Because the Triple M family is going to, they're not getting rid of us.
No.
You can't get rid of us that easily. You're going to be...
We are heading north, my friend, up the Sunshine Coast.
We can't officially say exactly what I'm going to be doing yet
because I don't quite know. But you're moving.
But I am moving.
Yes.
But I like to think I'm still going to be in your orbit, MG, and you'll obviously be jumping in 2022 with Jess and Pagey and dominating the breakfast airways.
Oh, let's hope so.
And then the Rush Hour family continues to grow.
Wow.
As we bring in the new set of step-parents for our listeners, or the three step-parents with Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wall in 2022.
Great times for Triple M's. And again, thanks for you, our loyal listeners, for listening.
But today, we're getting self-indulgent. And if you don't like it, well, you don't have to tune in on Monday because we won't be here. But today we are going to celebrate and reflect on the past 4 years on what has been a lot of fun on the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M.
What's cracking?
What's cracking is that we're cracking off.
We're cracking off, baby. We're cracking off after nearly close to 750 shows and 4 years of fun. We're calling it a day. We're passing the baton on to Gussie, to Jude, and to Wendell. You're heading north to Brizzy with your fam. We don't know what you're going to be doing, but you're going to be doing something.
Watch your space.
Watch your space. And I'm off to Brekkie Radio next year. So it's all happening. Let's enjoy today's show like there is no other, because there is no other.
We call that an everybody win scenario. We call that an everybody win scenario. There's going to be lots of fun to be had in 2022. But MG, for now, let's have a little bit of a look back over the past 4 years.
It is the Rush Hour with MG. My name is Liam Flanagan, and the big fella is here in the studio, ready for the first edition of his very own show. MG, welcome.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. Finally, Sydney has its own sports show, and I'm so proud to be a part of that. First of all, let's get things straight here. I love a nickname.
Mm.
You'll be my Kid Dynamite, because I'm Batman, you're Robin.
But you've called me Kid Dynamite.
Yeah.
That's what my mum always wanted me to be called, so sweet.
You know how random I am.
We've got to talk Parramatta Eels next. 133353 Parramatta. 133353 Parramatta. I've forgotten how to say Parramatta. It's Parramatta, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you. We've got to talk... What am I trying to say? Here we go. All right, 133... No. We've got to talk Parramatta Eels up next. Do not turn that into a video.
What do you regret more, the headband look or the missed high five in State of Origin?
Hey, these great. I'm getting hammered here.
Oh, wow. They're into you.
Probably the headband. I'll get hammered. Good call, Sharon, Lord Farquhar, the Parramatta man over here. So, yeah, definitely the headband. It was a big regret in my life.
Jake Chaboyevich, game 3, Blues win. The team's out on the ferry celebrating. If the ferry goes down, who's the last person when you get washed up on that desert island that you want sitting next to you?
Jimmy Maloney for sure.
James Maloney? Can't listen to him talk all day. Oh my God, he doesn't shut up.
Jimmy Maloney probably talked me ear off, I reckon. I'd probably kill him.
But I think Jeff Horn's going to be...
Oh, shit. I wasn't rolling.
You wolf head.
Unpressed cord. Coach ever ask you to leave track?
Once. Feel good.
Oh, yeah. Politely?
No. And he just kept going over what I've done wrong, and I said, what are you trying to do? He said, I want you to f*** off. I said, no, you f*** off. And I got up, and he got up, and went, well, here we go. I'm going to fight the coach.
Jay Sean Tay,
you are a great man, and we appreciate you taking the Vegemite test, my friend.
This one's for ScoMo.
Yeah.
Shout out to ScoMo. You know? Oh, that's nasty. I'm not a fan. It kind of stings. You guys eat this?
There's a movement or an organization in the sporting world that's lost the plot. And it's the Olympics. The Olympics have lost the plot.
Come on, man.
Because they're including in 2024 breakdancing.
Come on, man.
I'll say it again. Breakdancing.
Come on, man.
But I suppose, Liam, the biggest pat on the back has to go to our listeners.
Absolutely.
Our podcasters, our listeners, we would not sit here every day, and we love our job so much. We love it, love it, love it, love it. But without you listening to us, we don't have a job.
Absolutely right. And it's been a magnificent year. You've supported us all the way. We've had a lot of fun.
I want a little bit of Patrick Hernandez to show up. As we bid bon voyage, as we say, stay safe. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are over Christmas, stay random. Hey, I got a tear in my eye. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Makes it seem like we swore a bit.
No, there's a lot of in and outtakes, wasn't there? Yeah, we stuffed up a lot. And thank you to Charlie for your editing abilities. But I'm stuffing up again. I'm honestly got a little bit sad listening to all that because we've done a lot in 4 years and we've spoken to some fantastic people.
We've had a lot of fun. We've spoken to some amazing guests. And I think you and I have, you've made some very, very big predictions and very big statements around the game of rugby league. And you've had trouble with, you know, words over two syllables.
Scott, I am stuffed with words over two syllables. Compound words, they're called. Do you know that? Like footloose. Footloose is a compound word.
Luckily,
you're catching my disease.
Luckily, compound is only a two-syllable word.
Yes.
Hey, thank you to producer Charlie and Digital Tony for putting that package together.
Awesome, boys.
And Matty Hayward as well. I will say there is also a video that if people want to check out on our socials, at Rush Hour Triple M, you can have a look at the video to see the visuals and the images that accompanied all those highlights over the last 4 years. This is the Rush Hour with MJ and Liam Flanagan on Triple M for the final time, and we're still doing it for our mates at the Star because it's Yes Vember at the Star. It's a month where there's that much going on at the Star. How could you possibly say no? Yes to catch-ups, romantic dates with your significant others, or first dates, hens, parties, buck shows. It's all going on. Say yes to what is going on at the Star this month. We are going to be a little bit more nostalgic, MJ. We got the final ever game of Blankety Blanks on the show before I assume it moves in and becomes a staple of the breakfast show
next
year.
Oh, yes, baby. I'm nicking that one.
Producer Charlie will be joining us very shortly. We've got some more thank yous to do as well. And I've been told by Producer Charlie that we've got some special messages that have been sent through as well. So
fantastic.
We'll get to those shortly. But final ever show, MG. So this is, I'm giving you permission to free the arms.
Yeah.
Swing for the fences here.
Okay.
I'm going to get some predictions out of you.
Oh, 22.
For the 2022 NRL season.
Let's do it.
Who wins? What's the grand final and who wins?
Penrith go back to back. You know they do.
In 4 years, he has never tipped against the Panthers.
And I won't.
In any format.
Especially if my son's playing for them.
You've got a conflict of interest now.
He mightn't play first grade, but I think they're going to play the Roosters in the grand final.
The Roosters?
I think they're going to bounce back with a vengeance. Yeah.
That would be incredible.
I think they're going to bounce back and these young guys like Suwali and Walker are going to go next level. And
take a leap.
Victor Radley, I think, will play Origin. So I think
Victor's not suspended.
Yeah, so Victor, come on, mate. Curb your enthusiasm, my friend.
All right, so it's a Roosters-Panthers grand final. What about a Dally M?
Dally M winner of the year, I think, will be someone like Luke Keary.
Luke Keary bounces back.
Yep.
Actually, that's a good prediction because if the Roosters are going to get to a grand final.
Him or Joey Manu.
Keary's got to be massive.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I forget that they held on to Joey Manu.
Massive, yeah.
And you watch this. By the time the grand final rolls around next year, somehow they'll have landed Brandon Smith in the middle of the season. And anyway. All right, Luke Keary for Dally M. I like that. Give me a team that's going to rise in 2022.
Oh, look, I think it's going to be the Broncos. I think the Broncos and the Dragons. Everyone's discounting the Dragons. I think they're going to they'll make the eight. That's my bold prediction for the year.
Bold prediction? Dragons to make the eight.
Yeah, Dragons to make the eight. Against all the odds, against the Hooks Moneyball scenario is going to work. I think
Moneyball works
I think the Broncos are going to have a stellar year as well, and Kevvy Walters' name won't be mentioned once about being sacked.
I'd love that.
Yep.
I'd love that because I think not only as a bloke but as a coach, he deserves that clean air to operate in.
Mm.
And I agree. I think Adam Reynolds is I think the South fans are going to realise, not they already love the bloke. He's a legend of the club, but they're going to realise just how special he was with what he can do for the Broncos.
Exactly what they needed.
Yep. What about a team, and we've never trended too negative on this show, but what about a team that might slip a little bit?
Well, they made the eight this year, the Newcastle Knights, but all the innuendo and rumour of Kalyn Ponga maybe going to the Dolphins and Mitchell Pearce leaving. It might take a year to get over Mitchell's loss. So I think I don't think they'll drop much, but I think the Knights might be around 10th or something, might just drop out of the eight.
Okay, a little bit of a slip there, because Kalyn Ponga said, I'm not playing halves.
Yeah.
I want to play fullback.
So we're getting mixed messages from the Novocastrians.
So who do you put alongside Clifford? If they don't land Drinkwater or Brooks or someone else.
Exactly right. Maybe a Tex Hoy or something. Mm. Fabricate one.
Yeah. And I mean, you look back on their season, I think it's a fair prediction given what Mitchell Pearce did for them when he was fit and firing. All right. The Knights, they have a little bit of a slide.
A little bit of a dip, yeah.
What about a player? Pick out a player to make a jump. The Josh Schuster bandwagon, let's not forget who pushed out of that down the hill at the beginning of last year. It was you, MG.
This kid called Luke Metcalf, the next superstar of the game. The Warriors have got him, and the Warriors, again, this word agitate, are trying to agitate an early release from the Sharkies, and rightly so. The Sharkies don't want to lose him because this kid, I think, is the next superstar. I think he will be fantastic for the Sharks. He'll be a regular first grader, and the Warriors will say, thank God, he's a bit like the Dogs did with Matt Burton. I'll say, thank God we've got him.
Yeah, and probably got him for unders too.
Big time.
I'll throw in the Sharkies in there. After speaking to Wade Graham on the show yesterday, I completely forgot about Cam McInnes.
Yeah.
And you talk about Finucane and Hines and Cam McInnes.
He's got 12 months off. He's going to be itching.
Wade Graham. Yeah. Wade Graham, I think people forget just how bloody good that bloke is.
One of the best second rolls in the game.
On the paddock. Can you give me Luke Metcalf, you've declared him. I like it. Is there someone you think might be in Freddie's frame this year for the Blues?
There's two second rowers that I love. Callum Mutungi from South Sydney, Yutoka Manu from Manly, and I think Matt Burton will be a regular in Origin this year as well.
Matt Burton fighting for a centre spot.
Yeah, I think he'll be in the centres.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm just thinking, you know, you've got
Latrell's back.
Latrell, Turbo, Teddy, the Fox, the strike power.
He might be the 14, Matty Burton.
Great 14.
Well, don't forget Luke Keary as well.
Come
on, Freddie.
New South Wales.
3-0, baby. 3-0. 3-0.
New South Wales. How good.
Shop the latest barbecue range now at Harvey Norman. But right now, it's Triple M's Beat the Pom, isn't it? Triple M's Beat the Pom.
Oh, the final thing we will ever give away on this show, MG. The final giveaway, or maybe not. Maybe Barmy Matt, our resident Pom, who knows everything that there is to know about the Ashes and cricket, will steal the final Massport 4-burner barbecue that we've been gifted by Harvey Norman. Maybe you'll steal it today.
Well, maybe you will, maybe you won't.
I've got there's a look in your eye that tells me he's not stealing anything.
No, he's not stealing anything.
Let's welcome in Barmy Matt, who got the question right yesterday, but because of the big fella's generosity, he still gave the barbecue away. Anyway, how are we feeling, Barmy Matt?
Yeah, very good. Lovely to get one up on the board yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And good sportsmanship to give away the barbecue anyway. As long as I've got the win and
you
I've
did.
Got all the questions right, that's fine. So looking to take out a clean sweep today.
You've been credited with the victory.
Today up against Owen in Marrickville. G'day, Owen.
How you going, guys?
We are awesome. Owen, do you know your Ashes cricket?
Yeah, love my Ashes. And I think I know it.
Okay, let's go. Let's see how good you are. This is all to do with the barbecue going to your house for Christmas so you can invite the friends and family over and watch the Ashes while you're cooking a snag and feeding the tribe. Here we go. Owen, which English bowler took a hat-trick in Sydney in the year 1999?
Oh,
this is a tough one. Was it Ben Stokes?
Oh. 1999.
Stokes.
I hate to do this, but we get to bring in Barmy Matt again for the steal to kill off Australian summer barbecue dreams.
He will know this for sure.
It's the barrel-chested boy from Barnsley himself, the dazzler Darren Goff.
Oh, you didn't mean to put that much bloody mustard on it.
Wow, Owen.
Sorry about that, Owen, mate, but I've thoroughly enjoyed doing that.
Another win for the Barmy Matt for the Englishman in this one. $100 voucher from Harvey Norman coming your way.
No.
You're not doing it again.
No, we're doing it again.
You're not doing it again.
Barmy Matt, you're credited with the win, but unfortunately, Owen, you've got the barbecue, my brother.
Oh, he's giving it away.
It's our last show, mate. We couldn't let you go away, loser. On behalf of Liam and myself, enjoy the barbecue, my friend.
Oh, thank you very much, guys. Much appreciated.
No worries. A Massport 4-burner barbecue coming your way. You can shop the latest barbecue range now at Harvey Norman. Barmy Matt, we thank you for your service this week. 2 out of 5. You presented well.
Absolute pleasure. And I tell you what, that was a tough one today. That was a that's really, really tough. So, yeah, fair play. Very impressed with the listener's knowledge of cricket as well, and looking forward to hearing a bit more of that on Triple M.
Absolutely. Only 12 days until the coverage of the Ashes starts on Triple M. Barmy Matt, enjoy the summer of cricket. I hope you get no joy from it.
Cheers, lads. All the best.
Oh, he's put the Kleenex down and he's come wandering into the studio, MG. Producer Charlie joins us.
Look at the way, our boys prospered over the years.
I know, hasn't he grown?
We had young Tommy Birmingham on the show for a year?
Well, not even that. Producer Charlie tells me he was here for about 2 months.
Then Charlie White ended him and come in and just
backstabbed him.
Look at you.
And let's be honest about it.
Yeah.
When he came to us, couldn't have produced his way out of a paper bag.
I'd never done it before.
We knew.
I was around the office. Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Yeah. I don't know.
Could hand out a great icy cold can of Coke or a sticker on the street. But
now he's become the guru.
If we're honest about things, MG, the show would not go to air most days.
Charlie, you've been an enormous part of our show. You and Tony Soprano, Digital Tony, we love Tony. And what you do for our show has been enormous, mate. We're going to miss you, but we won't be missed for long because we'll still be around the same studio.
He's basically the boss of Triple M NRL anyway now. So he's in charge of stuff. But for the final time on The Rush Hour with MG and Liam. Before it becomes the property of the Triple M Breakfast Show next year, blankety blanks, producer Charlie has sporting sentences with blanks in them that we need to fill in. Over to you, Charles.
Last show, boys, so I want to know, blank was the best event we ever did.
Oh, we've done a lot. I think Tough Mudder.
Oh, Tough Mudder.
That was awesome.
What a day.
That was awesome. The way we all, like, we didn't know what to expect. We got up there, we were fish out of water, and we helped each other through obstacles and got muddy as all shit. Then they had a shower, then a couple of beers, and come back to the pub at the Civic.
Yes.
That, for me, was the best.
That was a great event. The three of us and Digital Tony, you'd reckon we'd played a State of Origin game.
We look like Norm Proven and Arthur Summons.
For mine, it was an event we did in the first year, the very first year, the MGC.
Oh, my joint for that, yeah.
When we went out to the compound for State of Origin Game 1, I think it was, in 2018.
Yeah, it was.
The game was being played at the MCG.
That's right.
And listeners won the chance to come out to your house.
How good.
And we picked them up from the train station, wheeled them in. We had them blindfolded so they didn't know where you live.
I know.
And then we sat around the fire till the wee hours of the morning.
We broadcast our show that night from there.
We did the show from your house.
We watched the game and...
That was a corker. I also loved the game of touch footy on Bankwest Stadium where we semi-intoxicated Ryan Girdler. Yeah.
And the rooftop.
Palming young people.
The rooftop grand final edition.
There's been a lot of great events.
Yeah.
Boys, the key to Australia dominating the Ashes is blank.
I think it's David Warner. I think what he did in the T20 World Cup, he reminded everybody how damaging he is in that format, and he loves Aussie wickets. And I think if he can come out and score 2 centuries, or at least 1 century in the first 3 innings that he plays, I think that'll get his confidence back, his aggression back, and we'll have England on the back foot from the get-go.
I agree with that, but for Warner to do that, he needs his partner at the other end doing the same thing. So I think it's Marcus Harris. I think Marcus Harris needs to be just as good as Warner, because if you don't have an opening partnership that's solid and getting at least 50 runs in the opening partnership, they're going to have the ascendancy of the Englishman.
And you're just all excited that it's 2 left-handers batting as well, aren't you?
I'm a right-handed batsman.
What?
Left-hand bowler, right-handed batsman.
How have we got to the final show of the year and I've learnt a new fact about you? You're weird. Anyway.
My dad's the same, actually. Bowls left-handed, bats right.
I'm your dad.
This is not the rush hour with Charlie's dad.
This is your life? I'm your dad, mate.
A lot of big contracts going out the last couple of days, boys. So I want to know, blank is the most undervalued NRL player.
Well, it was Isaiah Papali'i. Mm. He's since been paid his comeuppance. Oh, look, I don't know. I can't think of the top of my head who's been...
Undervalued?
Yes.
Well, I would argue Joey Manu's taken unders.
Yeah.
To stay at the Roosters. I think what the Warriors were offering him was closer to fair market value for Manu for what he can deliver.
Yeah, well, I think someone like Dylan Edwards has got to probably take unders at the moment because of all the Panthers who are vacating the premises because of the salary cap. And obviously when you win a comp, you're going to get handpicked from other clubs. So I think maybe Dylan Edwards.
Like it.
Paul Gallen's next fight should be with blank.
SBW. He was fantastic on our show recently. He was almost made our top five as guests, to be honest. But I think that's the one we all want to see. We see that Barry Hall's injured himself in a stunt from SAS that he's filming, a la what Sammy Burgess did. And I think the next fight should be Sonny Bill Williams and Paul Gallen, maybe February next year.
Bit of a whisper about Sonny Bill. Spotted in Coogee yesterday by my brother at one of those recovery-type joints, the sauna and the spa, the flotation tanks and stuff, all that sort of gear. Just hanging out with a certain Dustin Martin from the Richmond Tigers. Their bromance continues.
Wow.
So Sonny Bill and Dusty just continuing that relationship, elite athletes. For mine, look, I agree with MG. I'd love to see the SBW. But to throw an alternative there for Gout, I think we set up a Royal Rumble type fight for him, where you get Josh Alloy and you get a bunch of other big boppers who reckon they can throw him, and they tag in for a round. Yeah, just tag it in.
Six rounds, six
different heavyweights, six different front rowers from the NRL.
I love
so
it.
Get, wow. Have a go. No one's going to want Gow in the first round.
No, the sixth round.
I wouldn't want him in the sixth round either.
The only chance you've got of beating Gow is in the first round. If you go
when he's not warmed up.
Yeah, any further than one round, he's like the beast at you.
All right, finally, boys, the rush hour with MG and Liam has been blank.
Tremendous. Ooh. Exhilarating. Life-changing. Fucking awesome.
All those things. It's been fun.
It's been fun.
We've had a lot of bloody fun over these 4 years.
Once we found our mojo over the first, 6 weeks or so, we've just settled into a routine that we've found, and it's we've made people, and we've been told by people driving home in their cars and make them smile.
It's been a lot of fun. What's it been for you, Charlie?
Mate, it's been very fun. I've learned a lot. You two, working with you two every day has just been amazing. You know, it's been the highlight for me. Honestly, like the team we have, wouldn't change anything about it. You guys are a pleasure to work with every day, and I've enjoyed, every minute of it.
Good on you, Chucky.
Oh, well done, Charles. Time to say goodbye. This is it. We're done.
Turn my microphone on. There we go. Nothing changes. After 750 shows, you still fail to turn my microphone on at the right time. I was about to have a little tear in my eye, but this is it. And Charlie and Tony are in the studio with us to say goodbye. Charlie, what have you got for us, my man?
Oh, well, boys, when we found out that you guys were coming off air, we were obviously inundated with a lot of messages of support from the friends of the show, the best friends of the show, and they've sent us in a few messages. Thank you for being
a friend. It's Ryan Girdler here. MG, Liam, and let's not forget Charlie, put himself on air quite a bit at the end. Boys, congratulations. What a fantastic 4 years you've put together. Can't believe it's over. Can't believe you're moving on. My favourite part of the week is just coming in on a Thursday afternoon, having a chat before Thursday night footy. So thanks for allowing me to play just a little part, delivering the facts to the people of Sydney 5 days a week. You've done an amazing job. So onward and upward, boys, and of course, stay random as always.
G'day, Liam. G'day, MG. Gussie Warland here, mate. Fantastic the last 4 years. How quickly has it flown by? And you guys just created something absolutely awesome. Congratulations. Had fantastic ratings, unbelievable downloads on your podcast. Two terrific blokes who everyone just love listening to on the way home. So lots of love. Next chapters for both of you will be absolutely awesome. I know that. So lots of love to both of you. Congrats once again. And go the Chookies.
MG, Flanners, Heath Shaw here. Congratulations on the show over the last 4 years. And obviously, all good things come to an end. And like me, you've been delisted. You've got to move on to bigger and better things. And to be brutally honest, unemployment life is pretty good. But yeah, if you need any advice, just give me a bell. Appreciate you having me on the show over the past few years. So good luck and good riddance.
Hey, Liam, MG, Josh Morris here, mate. Just want to congratulate you on the last 4 years. Really enjoyed listening to the show and being a part of it. Wish you all the best for the future, and if nothing pops up, more than welcome to come to Cattleman's Brewing Co., guys.
Hey, boys, Woodsy here. Can't believe your show's not going around again next year. MG and Liam, mate, absolutely champions. Every time that someone messaged me and asked if I wanted to jump on the Rush Hour, boys, I always love doing it with you guys. You always made me feel a part of it, and now, it's going to be sad to not really hear you guys in the afternoon anymore. You still get to hear MG in the mornings, but can't help Liam that he wants to move up to the terrible state of Queensland with the two-headers. But just want to wish you boys all the best, and thanks for looking after me in all the last couple of years of this show. It's been awesome to be a part of it, and wish nothing but the best for you guys for your future, and hopefully we catch up for a beer down the track.
Hey, MG and Liam, it's Tony Squires. Just wanted to say well done on a brilliant 4 years with the show. And radio years, of course, are the same as dog years, so that's like 28, if my maths is correct. That means Liam was about 6 when you started. Anyway, that doesn't matter. Well done on a great show. You know what? I'll miss that little odd couple. Go well. Thank you for being
a friend. Oh.
Wow, that brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it? It really does. It's you forget how much and how many people we've had on the show as guests and friends of the show, and thank you for that.
Well done, Charlie. Well done on putting that together. Fair to say that if you've thrown a pass or taken a hit up as a professional rugby league player in the past 4 years, we've had you on the show, and we appreciate your time, and we appreciate a few thank yous to the NRL for all love they've given us, all the teams, New South Wales, Blues as well.
Yep.
Everybody who's been prepared to come on the show and have some fun with us. And then internally, as we look around here, MG, we got producer Charlie and Digital Tonys, the OGs of the Rush Hour.
Yep.
Who've been such a huge part of the success of the show over the past 4 years. And then everybody else.
Yes.
I mean, you've got the audio producers, Matty Hayward and Sidey, all the great openers and musical puns that you've enjoyed putting together over the years have come courtesy of those two gentlemen. We got the promotions team that have put together all those events in Bron and Kenny and Tim Dwyer and over the years, and we had Laz in there for a stint as well. None of those events are possible without our promotions team. And more recently, we've had our new addition, Digital Kate,
yep,
who's in here filming at the moment.
Skinny Mini, yep.
Just making sure none of us burst into tears. And then we got the decision makers that allowed us to stick around. And there was some, you know, I mean, the period where we were reading your autobiography on air.
Yeah, through the first lockdown wasn't real promising,
no,
was it?
I
thought, where are we going with this? But we found our way.
You were going to have to write another book.
Yeah, well, I've already started, don't worry.
So to Jamie Angel in the beginning, to Rex and Cool Man now, to Fitzy, the big boss, everybody for having faith in the show over the years, thank them.
Yep.
We've forgotten, the techs.
The techs, yeah, they've been at my house a few times to help me with through lockdown and... I ring them when there's a glitch, but they always fix it up, and no job too small for our team.
Cam, Fruey, Dave, yep, Andrew, Adam, all those boys for making sure we stayed on air. Our house bands over the years.
Yes.
Polish Club, Wolfmother.
Yep. Wolfmother.
Hands Like Houses.
Yep.
We've gotten anybody?
Probably, but that's...
Well, this is it.
Yep.
You're going to be flying in breakfast next year with Paige and Jess. You'll have Gus, Del and Jude as your Rush Hour family from 2022 onwards. One last time, MJ.
Well, mainly a big thank you so much to our listeners, to everyone who turned on 104.9 at 6 p.m. each night and to download our podcast. We just can't thank you enough. We just hit 5 million downloads yesterday, which is a nice little milestone for this little 1 hour caboose. And we want to thank you for it from the bottom of our hearts. For one last time, thank you so much for your ears. He's Charlie. He's Tony. He's Liam. I'm MG. I'm choking up. Stay random.
Yes, Vember, at the Star Sydney. With so much happening, how could you say no?